Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Anthony and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 10. And it says, "The feast of the dedication was taking place in Jerusalem. It was winter. And Jesus walked about in the temple area on the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, 'How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly.' Jesus answered them, 'I told you and you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." I think this is really beautiful because what Jesus says is very plain and also like very like elaborate and beautiful. But the question that the Jews who gathered around him and asked was something that we seem to ask a lot. It's like, hey, if you're real, just show me. Just tell me. Like, God, is this going to work? Is this going to happen? Like, are you there? I just want to know. Like, I just want to know. I just want to know. Can you please tell me what I want the way that I want to hear it? And what's really cool is Jesus being so gentle and kind, but also still making it very clear who's in charge, says, like, I've told you. The work I do testifies to it. But you do not believe. And I think that's a place where I want us to reflect right now. It's because even though that we follow the Lord, we know like deep down in our hearts, but also like in our head that like, yes, he is the Lord. He is God. Like that makes sense that like that stirs us, but it also we like, yeah, he's the one. I'm going to follow him because it's like the right decision. Doesn't always necessarily mean that in every area of our life that we totally believe. I know this is a spot where I'm seeing in my life right now where I'm like, yes, Jesus is the Lord. Like Peter says, like, where else are we going to go? Like, you're the one, you're the way, the truth, and the life. I want to follow. But there's still parts of my heart for a handful of reasons, whether it's been I've been wounded in the past or I have just a lack of experience or a really, really strong conviction somewhere that isn't aligned with the Lord. All these things feed into the lie that like he isn't good or he won't come through or that he isn't enough in a certain situation. And I actually just want to give us some time right now to think about that. Whether you're driving, sitting, standing, working, whatever you're doing, I want you to let yourself think like, what's an area in my life that I have like tension or stress or anxiety in? And is that an area where I think that Jesus can touch it and bring freedom and bring newness and bring an abundance of life? And I know your first thought was probably, yeah, he can. But I want to invite us to go a little bit deeper and say like, okay, why like do I struggle with that sometimes? Because Jesus says, like, I've done these things, I've spoken it, but like, you just don't believe to these people. And we're not any better sometimes than most of the people that Jesus encountered who had seen but didn't believe or had trouble believing. And that doesn't mean we're bad. Doesn't mean we're bad Christians. What it does mean is that's a place to go to invite him into more. So like, what's a spot in our life where we feel the Lord actually can't bring us freedom to, or can't be the Lord of it? And like, why do we think that? Maybe it's like, you want to be able to get this job and you're like, I really hope, I know that he can do it, but I don't, like deep down, actually don't believe. Is that because maybe you haven't seen him come through in the past? or maybe we think we're actually not good enough to get that job. And I want us to just pray this prayer right now that says, Jesus, I invite you into the place where I doubt the most. And Jesus, I ask for the grace for you to come in and change that so that I believe. Lord God, help me to believe. I believe, help my unbelief. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of John. Again, my name is Anthony. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. Have a blessed day.